Wednesday, November the 10th, 10, Freakislev 5771. Day 4 before Shabbat, Parashah Vayetzei, and he departed. Genesis 31. 32, 1-2. JPS equals Genesis 31, 1-32, 3.
Jacob flees from Laban.
He heard the words of Laban's sons, saying, Jacob has taken away all that was our father's. From that which was our father's, has he gotten all this wealth? Jacob saw the expression in Laban's face, and, behold, it was not toward him as before. Yahweh said to Jacob, Return to the land of your fathers, and to your relatives, and I will be with you. Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to the field to his flock, and said to them, I see the expression in your father's face, that it is not toward me as before, but the Elohim of my father has been with me. You know that I have served your father with all of my strength. Your father has deceived me, and changed my wages 10 times, but Elohim didn't allow him to hurt me. If he said this, the speckled will be your wages, then all the flock were speckled. If he said this, the streaked will be your wages, then all the flock were streaked. Thus Elohim has taken away your father's livestock, and given them to me. It happened during mating season that I lifted up my eyes, and saw in a dream, and behold, the male goats which leapt in the flock were streaked, speckled, and grizzled. The angel of Elohim said to me in the dream, Jacob, and I said, Here I am. He said, Now lift up your eyes, and behold, all the male goats which leap in the flock are streaked, speckled, and grizzled, for I have seen all that Laban does to you. I am the Elohim of Bethel, where you anointed a pillar, where you vowed a vow to me. Now arise, get out from this land, and return to the land of your birth. Rachel and Leah answered him, Is there yet any portion or inheritance for us in our father's house? Aren't we accounted by him as foreigners? For he has sold us, and has also quite devoured our money. For all the riches which Elohim has taken away from our father, that is ours and our children's. Now then, whatever Elohim has said to you, do. Then Jacob rose up, and set his sons and his wives on the camels, and he took away all his livestock, and all his possessions which he had gathered, including the livestock which he had gained in Paddan Aram, to go to Isaac his father, to the land of Canaan. Now Laban had gone to shear his sheep, and Rachel stole the teraphim that were her father's. Jacob deceived Laban the Syrian, in that he didn't tell him that he was running away. So he fled with all that he had. He rose up, passed over the river, and set his face toward the mountain of Gilead.
Laban pursues Jacob.
Laban was told on the third day that Jacob had fled. He took his relatives with him, and pursued after him 7 days' journey. He overtook him in the mountain of Gilead. Elohim came to Laban, the Syrian, in a dream of the night, and said to him, Take heed to yourself that you don't speak to Jacob either good or bad. Laban caught up with Jacob. Now Jacob had pitched his tent in the mountain, and Laban with his relatives encamped in the mountain of Gilead. Laban said to Jacob, What have you done, that you have deceived me, and carried away my daughters like captives of the sword? Why did you flee secretly, and deceive me, and didn't tell me, that I might have sent you away with mirth and with songs, with tambourine and with harp, and didn't allow me to kiss my sons and my daughters? Now have you done foolishly? It is in the power of my hand to hurt you, but the Elohim of your father spoke to me last night, saying, Take heed to yourself that you don't speak to Jacob either good or bad. Now, you want to be gone, because you greatly long for your father's house, but why have you stolen my idol gods? Jacob answered Laban, Because I was afraid, for I said, Lest you should take your daughters from me by force. Anyone you find your idol gods with shall not live. Before our relatives, discern what is yours with me, and take it. For Jacob didn't know that Rachel had stolen them. Laban went into Jacob's tent, into Leah's tent, and into the tent of the two female servants, but he didn't find them. He went out of Leah's tent, and entered into Rachel's tent. Now Rachel had taken the teraphim, put them in the camel's saddle, and sat in them. Laban felt about all the tent, but didn't find them. She said to her father, Don't let my master be angry that I can't rise up before you, for I am having my period. He searched, but didn't find the teraphim. Jacob was angry, and argued with Laban. Jacob answered Laban, "What is my trespass? What is my sin, that you have hotly pursued after me? Now that you have felt around in all my stuff, what have you found of all your household stuff? Set it here before my relatives and your relatives, that they may judge between us two. These 20 years I have been with you. Your ewes and your female goats have not cast their young, and I haven't eaten the rams of your flocks. That which was torn of animals, I didn't bring to you. I bore its loss. Of my hand you required it, whether stolen by day or stolen by night. This was my situation, in the day the drought consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep fled from my eyes. These 20 years I have been in your house. I served you 14 years for your two daughters, and 6 years for your flock, and you have changed my wages 10 times. Unless the Elohim of my father, the Elohim of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac, had been with me, surely now you would have sent me away empty. Elohim has seen my affliction and the labor of my hands, and rebuked you last night."
Laban's covenant with Jacob.
Laban answered Jacob, "The daughters are my daughters, the children are my children, the flocks are my flocks, and all that you see is mine, and what can I do this day to these my daughters, or to their children whom they have borne? Now come, let us make a covenant, you and I, and let it be for a witness between me and you." Jacob took a stone, and set it up for a pillar. Jacob said to his relatives, "Gather stones." They took stones, and made a heap. They ate there by the heap. Laban called it Chagar Sahajatha, but Jacob called it Gilead. Laban said, "This heap is witness between me and you this day." Therefore it was named Gilead and Mizpah, for he said, "Yahweh watch between me and you, when we are absent one from another. If you afflict my daughters, or if you take wives besides my daughters, no man is with us. Behold, Elohim is witness between me and you." Laban said to Jacob, "See this heap, and see the pillar, which I have set between me and you. May this heap be a witness, and the pillar be a witness, that I will not pass over this heap to you, and that you will not pass over this heap and this pillar to me, for harm. The Elohim of Abraham, and the Elohim of Nahor, the Elohim of their father, judge between us." Then Jacob swore by the fear of his father, Isaac. Jacob offered a sacrifice in the mountain, and called his relatives to eat bread. They ate bread, and stayed all night in the mountain. Early in the morning, Laban rose up, and kissed his sons and his daughters, and blessed them. Laban departed and returned to his place.
Esau comes to meet Jacob.
Jacob went on his way, and the angels of Elohim met him. When he saw them, Jacob said, "This is Elohim's army." He called the name of that place Mahanaim. John 3.
The New Birth.
Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Judeans. The same came to him by night, and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from Elohim, for no one can do these signs that you do, unless Elohim is with him." Yeshua answered him, "Most certainly, I tell you, unless one is born anew, he can't see the kingdom of Elohim." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb, and be born?" Yeshua answered, "Most certainly I tell you, unless one is born of water and spirit, he can't enter into the kingdom of Elohim. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. Don't marvel that I said to you, you must be born anew. The wind blows where it wants to, and you hear its sound, but don't know where it comes from and where it is going. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus answered him, "How can these things be?" Yeshua answered him, "Are you the teacher of Israel, and don't understand these things? Most certainly I tell you, we speak that which we know, and testify of that which we have seen, and you don't receive our witness. If I told you earthly things and you don't believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven, but he who descended out of heaven, the Son of Man, who is in heaven. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For Elohim so loved the world, that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For Elohim didn't send his son into the world to judge the world, but that the world should be saved through him. He who believes in him is not judged. He who doesn't believe has been judged already, because he has not believed in the name of the one and only Son of Elohim. This is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and men loved the darkness rather than the light, for their works were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light, and doesn't come to the light, lest his works would be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his works may be revealed, that they have been done in Elohim.
John the Immerser exalts Messiah.
After these things, Yeshua came with his disciples into the land of Judea. He stayed there with them, and immersed. John also was immersing in Enon near Salim, because there was much water there. They came, and were immersed. For John was not yet thrown into prison. There arose therefore a questioning on the part of John's disciples with some Judeans about purification. They came to John, and said to him, Rabbi, he who was with you beyond the Jordan, to whom you have testified, behold, the same immerses, and everyone is coming to him. John answered, A man can receive nothing, unless it has been given him from heaven. You yourselves testify that I said, I am not the Messiah, but, I have been sent before him. He who has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, who stands and hears him, rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This, my joy, therefore is made full. He must increase, but I must decrease. He who comes from above is above all. He who is from the earth belongs to the earth, and speaks of the earth. He who comes from heaven is above all. What he has seen and heard, of that he testifies, and no one receives his witness. He who has received his witness has set his seal to this, that Elohim is true. For he whom Elohim has sent speaks the words of Elohim, for Elohim gives the Spirit without measure. The Father loves the Son, and has given all things into his hand. One who believes in the Son has eternal life, but one who disobeys the Son won't see life, but the wrath of Elohim remains on him. End of today's Torah and related scriptures. Praise YAH. HNV version, in the public domain.